Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
With 2-0 records in the MAC, New Bremen has the best overall record at 9-0. New Knoxville's 8-1, and Fort Recovery is 5-4. Fort Recovery had a tough spot there where they lost 4 in a row after going 4-0 to start the year, but came back and won their last match, a tough one, last Thursday against Parkway. So a big match here. Whoever wins this will be a big step forward in their efforts to possibly take home a share of the MAC title this year. There are four teams with 1-1 records in the MAC: Coldwater, Minster, St. Henry, and Versailles. And three teams have yet to win. They are 0-2. Marion Local, believe it or not, along with Parkway and St. John's, 0-2 on the year. It's going to be Fort Recovery, Tegan Fortcamp out there. And so Mara Pearson is in the starting lineup. Grace Guggenbiller. Also, we have Audrey Kanapke out there. And who else is in there? We have Faith Wendell, of course, our main setter. Here's a set for Fort Recovery as Mara Pearson on the smash, and she hits it out of bounds. So it's a point for New Knoxville. Here's the next serve by New Knoxville's Ellie Gable, who started out the serving. And it's 2-0. Let's call that one an ace serve. Ellie Gable will serve again. New Knoxville with the lead. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Grace Guggenbiller. Passing there to Faith Wendell. Back to Guggenbiller on the smash. She gets the kill. And there's Fort Recovery's first point of the night. Grace Guggenbiller with a kill there. That makes it now 2-1, and going back to serve for the Lady Indians will be Grace Guggenbiller. Here's the good serve dug out by New Knoxville at the net. Here's the smash, and there's the kill for Avery Henshin of New Knoxville. That makes it now 3-1, New Knoxville in the lead. New Knoxville with side outs. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station in Portland. Neil Spencer, the producer here at FortRecoveryRadio.com at the game site. Good serve by New Knoxville, and Whitley Ramble could not get it over the net there, so it's a point for New Knoxville. Give the service point to Erica Weedock, and Weedock will serve again. And it's a let serve, but Fort Recovery plays it. Wendell will set for Whitley Ramble. Ramble on the hit and got the kill. Whitley Ramble with a kill. And that makes it now 4-2. And side out Fort Recovery. Going back to serve here will be Kennedy Mollenkamp for Fort Recovery. She's been getting quite a bit of playing time as of late. Good serve by Kennedy to the net. Here's the set for New Knoxville. The smash and the kill by the middle hitter, Avery Henshin. Side out New Knoxville. Henshin will go back to serve. Want to say hi to our good friend Chuck Etzler, who is recuperating, watching the match on TV tonight. Chuck, we hope you get well soon, get back to the matches. I know you'd love to see your granddaughter, Haley Fletterjohn, play here tonight. I know you're seeing her right now on TV, but it's not the same as being here. But there's another point for New Knoxville. There's a good serve again, and a smash by Carson Henshin. Henshin gets a kill, and Fort Recovery is going to call timeout as the Lady Indians are trailing now 7-2. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great, a family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
So we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, 7-2 score. New Knoxville with the lead. Here's the serve by Avery Hinchin. Good serve, dug out by Fort Recovery. And we have, well, Lady Indians could not get it over as a point for New Knoxville again. Avery Hinchin has served three straight points. Here's the next serve. Good. Whitley Rammel on the dig. Here's the set for the Lady Indians. The smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Blocked by New Knoxville. Back to New Knoxville. Here's the set for the Lady Rangers. Here's the smash by Hinchin. That's Carson Hinchin. Here's a smash back by Whitley Rammel. New Knoxville plays it. Here's the hit. A block by Fort Recovery. Give Whitley Rammel the block there. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. That will break the string of points for New Knoxville, makes it 8-3, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now. Tegan Fortkamp, good serve dug out by New Knoxville by Erica Weedock. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery by Melissa Waterman, and Fort Recovery could not get it over, so it's a 9-3 score. New Knoxville with the lead, and side out Lady Rangers, and now serving is Melissa Waterman. Waterman gets it over. Here's the dig by Kanapke. There's the smash, and Whitley Rammel waiting on it right at the net, slams it down on the New Knoxville side, and Rammel gets her second kill of the evening. Side out, Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel will go back to serve now. It's 9-4. Fort Recovery trails by 5. Here comes Rammel's serve, dug out by New Knoxville at the net. Here's the smash by Carson Hinchin, and she got the kill. Hit it off of Fort Recovery's Audra Bupp, and Bupp just couldn't get it elevated, and Hinchin gets another kill. That's Carson Hinchin. She and her sister Avery on this team. Here's the serve now by Haley Fletterjohn. Good serve by Fletterjohn. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. And there's the kill by Fort Recovery's Marissa Garkey. Give the assist there to Kennedy Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp goes out right now, and Mara Pearson will come back in. Faith Wendell will serve now, and it's a service error for Fort Recovery. Well, when you're taking on the good boys, the good girls in this case, you can't afford those kind of mistakes. Serving error for Fort Recovery, and going back to serve now is Carson Hinchin for New Knoxville. Good serve by Hinchin, and there's the dig by Whitley Rammel. She couldn't get it to where she wanted it to go. Nobody could play it from there, and it's a point, New Knoxville. Give the service point to Carson Hinchin. She will serve again. It's 12-5. New Knoxville, a commanding lead here in the first set. And Fort Recovery again has problems. Whitley Rammel dug it out, but she hit it too close to the net. Nobody could play it. Another service point for New Knoxville. It's now 13-5. Lady Rangers in the lead. Here's the serve by New Knoxville, dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's the smash by Marissa Garkey. New Knoxville plays it, a battle at the net. Grace Guggenbiller got the block, I believe. The official says yes. So Grace Guggenbiller gets the block. And it makes it 13-6, side out Fort Recovery. And Marissa Garkey will go back to serve now. Again, welcome to the broadcast. If you're listening on the radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com or watching on the high school network on TV. Here's the set for New Knoxville, back to Fort Recovery. Oh, a save there by Marissa Garkey. Here's the ding over by Grace Guggenbiller. New Knoxville gets it out of bounds, I believe. No, they say it went off Fort Recovery, so it's point New Knoxville. Side out Lady Rangers, and Ellie Gable will go back to serve. She had two service points earlier in this set. One of them was an ace. 14-6, New Knoxville. A big lead here early on. There's a good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Faith Wendell sets for Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller hits it out of bounds. Lady Indians just can't get in gear here. Another service point for Ellie Gable. She will serve again. It's 15-6. New Knoxville, a big lead here. Gable on the good serve, dug out by Garkey. Back over it goes. Free ball over there by Grace Guggenbiller. Now the smash cross-court hit by New Knoxville. It's out of bounds by Avery Henschen. Avery Henschen cross-court hit, but it went out of bounds. Court recovery side out. Here's Grace Guggenbiller serving. Guggenbiller serve is dug out by New Knoxville right at the net. Whitley Rammel slams it down New Knoxville's throat, but the Lady Rangers play it. And there's an outside hit and a kill for Melissa Waterman of New Knoxville. It's now 16-7. 16-7 score here. Court recovery struggling in this first set. New Knoxville with the serve. Wendell will set, and nobody's there to hit it. Lady Indians just not playing very well, and Coach Guggenbiller calls timeout. It's 17-7. Fort Recovery is trailing here in this first set big time. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kalp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 to schedule your flu vaccine appointment or just stop in. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the score is 17-7. New Knoxville with the lead, and back to serve for New Knoxville is Erica Weedock. Weedock wears number 12. Here comes the serve, and it's good. And off of Mara Pearson, and saving it, though, was Kanapke to Garkey. Garkey free balls it over. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's Wendell setting for Garkey on a hit from the middle, and she got it. Just inbounds near the back line, and Garkey gets a kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Makes it 17-8 now, the score. Back to serve now, Kennedy Mollenkamp for Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp's serve is good. Dug out by Carson Henschen at the net. And New Knoxville couldn't play it. I'm not sure if Whitley Rammel had a block there or not, but I guess I'm going to go ahead and give her one. It makes it 17-9. Mollenkamp will serve again. And ace serve right on the back line for Kennedy Mollenkamp. That makes the score now 17-10. Fort Recovery trying to mount a comeback here. Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve again. These two teams both undefeated in the MAC Conference at 2-0 on the year. Good serve by Mollenkamp. Here's the set for New Knoxville. A smash by Avery Henschen, blocked by Whitley Rammel. New Knoxville back over to Fort Recovery, back to New Knoxville. Here's the set, the smash by Avery Henschen, blocked by Whitley Rammel. Back over to Carson Henschen, hits it back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel free balls it back over. Carson Henschen goes to the net. Here's the smash by the outside hitter, Haley Fletterjohn. Fort Recovery plays it, and there's Whitley Rammel getting the kill. Whitley Rammel with the kill. Fort Recovery played the hit there by Fletterjohn, and they were able to get it where they wanted to, and it's 17-11 now. Kennedy Mollenkamp, her third straight point. Here's the set for New Knoxville. Another good serve. There's a smash by Fletterjohn, and she gets a kill. Haley Fletterjohn with her first kill of the evening. She's a senior on this New Knoxville team. And back to serve now will be Avery Henschen of New Knoxville. Side out Lady Rangers. Good serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp setting for Whitley Rammel. Outside hitting on the left side, and Rammel slams it home for a kill, getting her fourth kill of the night. Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. Tegan's only a sophomore on this Lady Volleyball team. She played quite a bit last year as a freshman. Here's a good serve dug out by New Knoxville. The set. Here's the hit by Carson Henschen, and Fort Recovery can't play it. That went off of Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it went up and actually hit the rafters, came back down, and Fort Recovery could not play it. Side out to New Knoxville, 19-12. Now New Knoxville by 7. Here's Melissa Waterman serving now. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's the smash by Whitley Rammel. Nice play there by New Knoxville. The smash by Flederjohn from the left side. Back to New Knoxville, back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Marissa Garkey. Oh, a nice play by New Knoxville to keep it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Garkey setting at the net for Whitley Rammel, and there is a block by Carson Hinchin of New Knoxville. And it's now 20-12. New Knoxville, very impressive here in the first set. Here's Haley Flederjohn serving. Good serve. Here's the smash by Marissa Garkey back to New Knoxville. The set to Carson Hinchin, and Carson hits it off of Mollenkamp and out of bounds. Give Carson Hinchin the kill. Her third of the night, and it's now 21-12. Next serve is a good one. Mollenkamp will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the hit. New Knoxville into their offense. Here's Flederjohn, a smash, and got the kill. Haley Flederjohn from the outside left side. And it's now 22-12. Service point for Waterman. She'll serve again. Good serve to Napke. To Bupp. Here's a Bupp passing to Marissa Garkey, who hits it over. New Knoxville, blocked by Whitley Rammel. Here's a smash and a nice kill by Ellie Gable. That's her first kill of the evening, making it 23-12 now. Another service point for Melissa Waterman. And New Knoxville's 2 points away from nailing down this first set. Here's Marissa Garkey hitting it back to New Knoxville. Here's the set. A smash by Carson Hinchin, and she hit it out of bounds. But it's off of Fort Recovery. So give Carson Hinchin the kill. That was touched by Fort Recovery. So another service point for Melissa Waterman. It's now 24-12. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp setting for Whitley Rammel. The smash played nicely by Flederjohn. Here's the hit back over. And Whitley Rammel got the kill. Avery Hinchin on a deep hit there. And Whitley Rammel was there to knock it down for the kill. 24-13, Fort Recovery side out. Whitley Rammel will serve. It is a good serve dug out by New Knoxville's Melissa Waterman. Here's the hit back over by Avery Hinchin. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller, outside hitter. Back to New Knoxville. Here's Carson Hinchin back over to Mollenkamp. Here's the set by Audra Bupp. And Melissa Garkey missed the hit and point New Knoxville. And that is the set. 25-13, New Knoxville wins the first set of the night in a very impressive fashion, I might say. It'll be Fort Recovery and New Knoxville battling here tonight in the MAC Conference matchup in high school volleyball from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. That includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz are on the Dr. Banna staff at the Family Dentistry Office in Portland. Right on the Highway 67, the west edge of Portland, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. We'll be back with more here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. We're between sets. First set and second set. We'll return after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse where Fort Recovery lost the first set tonight, 25-13. Fort Recovery did win the JV matchup, 25-17, and at a marathon second set, 32-30. Fort Recovery winning the second set, so Fort Recovery wins the JV contest 2-0, and I think the Lady Indians are undefeated still in JV play this year. They're having a really excellent year. Fort Recovery's varsity is 5-4. New Knoxville's 8-1. Again, there are three undefeated teams in the MAC Conference going into action tonight, including New Knoxville, Fort Recovery, and New Bremen. New Bremen has the best overall record at 9-0. New Knoxville, 8-1. Here's Grace Guggenbiller serving for Fort Recovery. We start the second set, and it's just a little bit out of bounds over the end line. So side out New Knoxville, and it's 1-0. Here's Avery Hinchin serving now for New Knoxville. It's a service error. Hit the top of the net and down on the floor. So point for Fort Recovery. We'll take all we can get there. Makes it a 1-1 score. And here's Kennedy Mollenkamp going back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp serve is good. Dug out by Avery Hinching, passing to the net. Here's the smash by Fletterjohn, and she mishit that and into the net. She told her teammates, my faults. And it's 2-1. Fort Recovery takes the lead here, something they don't think they had any of that in the first set at all. Kennedy Mollenkamp gets the service point. Another serve. Here's the set, and the deep hit by Avery Hinching, and she got the kill. Give the assist there to, I believe, Haley Fletterjohn. So Avery Hinchin with the kill. That makes it now 2-2. We're all tied up. And going back to serve is Melissa Waterman. Good serve by Waterman. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp to Whitley Rammel. At the net, here's the dink over by Carson Hinchin, and she gets the kill. Hit it where nobody was. Carson Hinchin getting her fifth kill of the evening. And that's a service point for Melissa Waterman. Good serve again. Here's Whitley Rammel getting the kill. Haley Fletterjohn tried to play that, but could not get a good hit on it, and it goes out of bounds. So Whitley Rammel picks up the kill. And for her, that's number 6 on the night. And there's a service error for Tegan Fortkamp of Fort Recovery. Hits it into the net. And it's now 4-3, New Knoxville by 1. And Haley Fletterjohn, the senior, will go back to serve for New Knoxville. It is a good serve. Here's the pass to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who will set for Whitley Rammel. And Whitley Rammel gets the kill. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp the assist. Side out Fort Recovery, and Whitley Rammel will go back to serve now. It is student appreciation night tonight here at Fort Recovery. Any student who wanted to come to the match tonight got in free. Here's a smash by Carson Hinchin, played by Whitley Rammel, back to New Knoxville. Back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Marissa Garcia. Block by Carson Hinchin. Carson Hinchin with a block, point New Knoxville, and Carson goes back to serve. It's 5-4, New Knoxville by 1. Carson Hinchin gets a good serve, dug out by Fort Recovery, but into the antenna. The dig there by Audra Bupp went into the antenna, and that is out of bounds, of course, so point New Knoxville. Another serve by Carson. This one's a service error into the net. So Fort Recovery gets a break, and that makes it 6-5. Lady Indians down by 1 with side out. Faith Wendell will go back to serve now. You're listening to WPGW Radio, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And you also might be viewing us on the high school network. And there's Fort Recovery unable to get the return on offense, so point for New Knoxville. Going back to serve is Ellie Gable. 7-5 now. New Knoxville by 2. Marissa Garkey to Wendell. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. And Whitley gets the kill. Hit that between Haley Fletterjohn and Carson Avery. Carson Hinchin, I should say. Sorry. And point for Fort Recovery. Kill for, again, Whitley Rammel, number 8 on the night. She had 27 kills in the match last week against Parkway. What an amazing total. Here's Marissa Garkey on the serve. Here's the set for New Knoxville. The smash played by Fort Recovery. Wendell will set. There's a hit by Mara Pearson. A block by New Knoxville. Now Guggenbiller dinks it back over to New Knoxville. Another block by Guggenbiller, but it goes out of bounds. Point New Knoxville. Now serving will be Erica Weedock. Weedock's a 5'5 senior for the Lady Rangers. Good serve. Grace Guggenbiller passing to Wendell. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Blocked by New Knoxville. Here's the set by Faith Wendell. Whitley Rammel back to New Knoxville. The smash by Fletterjohn. Played by Garkey. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel, and she hits it into the net. Point New Knoxville. Right idea there. This Whitley just didn't quite have enough height on the smash. Here's another good serve. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Here's the hit back by Fort Recovery, or by New Knoxville, and there's a kill by the outside left hitter, Melissa Waterman. Waterman picks up the kill to make it 10-6 now. And what do we got here? Got a timeout. Mara Pearson needed to tie her shoe. So back to serve again is Erica Weedock. Serving for the third time. It's a good serve. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller gets a kill. That's the second one of the night for Grace. She's usually up around 8 to 10 kills a night. That makes it 10-7 now. Fort Recovery down by 3, and Guggenbiller with the serve. Lady Indians need a run here to get back even. Good serve. Here's the set. The smash and a block by Fort Recovery. Battle at the net. Back over to Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the cross-court hit. Here's New Knoxville. Free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery free-balling it back to New Knoxville. Set at the net. The smash by Avery Hinchin. She hits it through the Fort Recovery block and got the kill. Avery Hinchin with her fourth kill of the evening. And that makes it now 11-7. New Knoxville starting to pull away. They pulled away dramatically in the first set, winning 25-13. Here's Sir Whitley Rammel getting the kill. Hit it off the hand of Ellie Gable. Whitley Rammel with the kill. That's number 9 for her tonight already. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery with side outs. Recovery 5-4 on the year. New Knoxville 8-1. Good serve by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's the set and the kill by Carson Hinchin. Give the assist there to Ellie Gable. Hinchin with her sixth kill of the evening. Melissa Waterman serving for New Knoxville, and service error in the net. Fort Recovery says thank you for that one. Lady Indians now have a chance to get closer. Tegan Fortkamp going back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Where's number 10? Here's a good serve dug out by New Knoxville on the back line. Gail will set for Carson Hinchin, who got the kill. Gable will set for Carson Hinchin, who got the kill. Give Ellie Gable the assist. Carson Hinchin the kill. And here's Haley Fletterjohn serving now for New Knoxville. It's a 4-point lead, 13-9. Fletterjohn, the senior, good serve dug out by Kanapke. Mollenkamp back to Audra Bupp, who just has to free ball it over. Here's Carson Hinchin on a smash. Kanapke will pass to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who sets for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey gets a kill. It's Marissa's third kill of the evening. Makes it 13-10. Fort Recovery side out. And Whitley Rama will go back to serve now. Fort Recovery football team is here in full force tonight, supporting the Lady Volleyball team for Fort Recovery. Here is the the serve, and it's out of bounds over the end line. Whitley Rammel, service error. And now Carson Hinchin goes back to serve for New Knoxville. She's 6'1". Another one of the seniors on this team. Good serve. Here's Marissa Garkey on a smash and got the kill. Marissa Garkey with kill number 4. And that'll be side out for recovery. Going back to serve now is Faith Wendell, who just came in the lineup. Lily Luthold will go out. Lily was in there briefly. Here's Faith Wendell's serve. Hinchin to the net. Back over to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel will just kind of free ball it over. Here's a smash and a kill by Avery Hinchin of New Knoxville. Her fifth kill of the night, and that will put Ellie Gable back serving for New Knoxville, 15-11. Fort Recovery just can't make any headway here. Gable's serve is good, dug out by Whitley Rammel. Passing to Faith Wendell, who will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey from her outside hitting position on the right side gets the kill. Kill number 5 for Marissa Garkey. And Marissa will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians have side out. We also have Grace Guggenbiller in there, Mara Pearson, Faith Wendell, Whitley Rammel, and I think Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Marissa Garkey's serve. There's Gable on the set. The smash by New Knoxville, and Whitley Rammel can't get it over on the hit. Hitting error on Whitley Rammel, and it's a point New Knoxville, side out Lady Rangers. Fort Recovery just cannot get any points strung together here. Timeout is called. 16-12, New Knoxville leads by 4. We'll be back in just a moment.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked, what was in it?
A turkey.
Let's see it. So Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
There you go, folks. Eat turkey every day to stay in focus and enjoy. It is delicious.
Get your Cooper Farms smoked turkey deli meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have a score of 16-12. New Knoxville in the lead here in the second set. They already won the first set, 25-13. Fort Recovery did win the JV match tonight, 25-17 and 32-30. That 32-30 set was something else. Of course, Fort Recovery native Jenny Fletterjohn is one of the assistant coaches to varsity coach Meg Lagerman. Back to serve is Erica Weedock, and it's a service error for New Knoxville's Weedock into the net. Side out Fort Recovery. And let's see if the Lady Indians can get something going here. Grace Guggenbiller will serve now. It's a good serve. Here's the pass to Carson Hinchin to Fletterjohn on the outside hitting position. Over to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery can't make the return. Mara Pearson could not hit it over the net. And once again, Fort Recovery fails to string any points together. 17-13. Here's a serve by Avery Hinchin. Good serve. Faith Wendell will set. Whitley Rammel on the hit and got the kill. That was really almost a miss hit by Whitley. She didn't really hit it, I don't think, the way she wanted to. But it got the job done. Rolled off of one of the Lady Rangers' hands and onto the floor right by the net. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp serving now for Fort Recovery. It is a service error in the net. I just started to say that Kennedy is one who's had some service points tonight, but then she hits a service error. And that'll give it back over to Melissa Waterman to serve for New Knoxville. Here's the set by Mollenkamp. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back to New Knoxville. Gable sets outside hitter Carson Hinchin, and she got the kill. Carson Hinchin. 5, 6, 7, 8 kills for Hinchin now. Back to serve again is Melissa Waterman. Good serve. Here's Whitley Rammel dinking it over. Fletter John over to Gable. Here's the hit by Avery Hinchin, and Avery got the kill. Again, give Gable the assist. She's their leading assist person, and Avery Hinchin gets the kill. And I think it's timeout for Fort Recovery again. Yep. Fort Recovery trailing 20-14. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, Whitley Rammel just hit one into the net, trying to return it to New Knoxville. Point for New Knoxville. Here's another good serve. Here's Tegan Forkamp hanging it back over. Here's a set by Gable to Fletter John, and Fletter John gets a kill. Fletter John with her third kill of the evening. That's three straight service points by Melissa Waterman. It's 22-14. New Knoxville just rolling tonight, and Fort Recovery just can't get it going. There's a deep hit by Whitley Rammel out of bounds over the end line. Point New Knoxville. It's the fourth point in a row for Melissa Waterman. She'll serve again. Another good serve. Knapke on the dig to Mollenkamp. Here's Tegan Forkamp on the deep hit. Up to Gable, who will set for Fletter John. Fletter John across court hit and got the kill. It went out of bounds, but it was deflected by Fort Recovery. If they would have just let it alone, I don't think that that would have been a kill. But it was. Another service point for Melissa Waterman. Fort Recovery's Tegan Forkamp finally breaks the string as Forkamp gets the kill from the outside hitting position on the right side. That's her first kill of the night, and Tegan will go back to serve. It's 24-15. New Knoxville dominating so far tonight. Service error, and that's it. 25-15. New Knoxville wins the second set. In dominating fashion once again, this New Knoxville team is a very, very fine team. 25-13, 25-15, the two victories so far for New Knoxville. Fort Recovery must win the third set or they'll be done for the night. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, we're set to go with, again, set number three. Lady Indians trailing 2-0 here, a position they've not been in too much this year. First match I've done where they've been on the short end like this. Serving will be Ellie Gable for the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. It's a good serve to Whitley Rammel. Faith Wendell sets for Grace Guggenbiller. The smash played by New Knoxville. Outside hit by New Knoxville. Court recovery tries to get it over, and Whitley Rammel mishit it into the net. Point New Knoxville. Ellie Gable serving again. 1-0. Good serve dug out by Grace Guggenbiller to Faith Wendell. Whitley Rammel on the smash, cross-court hit, gets it out of bounds. Hitting error for Whitley. It's 2-0. New Knoxville leading here in the third set. They're just having their way tonight. Dug out by Whitley Rammel off the basketball goal. Here's the hit by Marissa Garkey. Got it over on the free ball. Smash and a block by Fort Recovery and hitting it out of bounds. I'm not sure who all was in on that. Let's say Mara Pearson had the block. Might have been at least a couple of the gals. So it's a side out Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller serving. Good serve. Here's the set and the smash and the kill for Avery Henschen. Avery Henschen picks up her seventh kill of the night. Now going back to serve is Erica Weedock. Weedock has three of their service points this evening. This is a good serve dug out by Kanapke. At the net, waiting on it with Fletcher John back over to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash off of Faith Wendell by Melissa Waterman, and Waterman gets the kill. Making it 4-1, New Knoxville. Weedock serving again. Smash by Marissa Garkey. Block at the net, and Fort Recovery can't make the return. Another service point for Erica Weedock. It's now 5-1. Boy, this New Knoxville team is just a well-oiled machine. Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. Here's Whitley Rammel, a miss hit. It's been that kind of a night for Fort Recovery. Timeout, Fort Recovery. 6-1. Fort Recovery down here in the early going in the third set. They already trail 2-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kalp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 to schedule your flu vaccine appointment or just stop in. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Once again, the two coaches tonight for New Knoxville, Meg Lagerman, and for Fort Recovery, Travis Guggenbiller. Continuing to serve is Erica Weedock. And she's had three in a row here to make it 6-1. New Knoxville leading by five. Here's the next serve. It's a good one. Tegan Fortkamp passing to Wendell. Across the net. New Knoxville got it back over, and there's Tegan Fortkamp getting a kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets a kill for Fort Recovery. To stop the serve of Erica Weedock. And now here's Kennedy Mollenkamp coming in to serve for Fort Recovery. Kennedy's only a freshman. Here's the serve dug out by Carson Henschen. Here's a smash by Avery Henschen. And Avery got the kill. Kill number eight for Avery Henschen. Side out for New Knoxville. And Avery Henschen will go back to serve. Good serve dug out by Whitley Rammel. Kennedy Mollenkamp setting for Tegan Fortkamp and mishit it. Hits it out of bounds. It's 8-2. Avery Henschen serving, and she hits it out of bounds. Service error for New Knoxville. That gives it back to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Tegan Fortkamp doing the serving now. And service error in the net off the top of the net. Now serving for New Knoxville's Melissa Waterman. They lead 9-3 here in the third set. They've already won the first two sets. Knapke to Mollenkamp. Here's the smash by Whitley Rammel. And Whitley gets the kill. Give Mollenkamp the assist. Whitley hasn't had one in a while. It's kill number 11 for Whitley Rammel on the night. And she will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Here we go. Whitley's serve is too long, out of bounds. Service error. What can I say? It's been a tough night for the Lady Indians. Here's Fletterjohn serving for New Knoxville. Ace serve off of Audra Bupp. Fletterjohn getting an ace serve. That's her first service point of the night to go along with her four kills. Another good serve by Fletterjohn. Mollenkamp will set for Marissa Garkey. And Garkey hits it off a block by Carson Henschen for the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Garkey gets her sixth kill of the night. And Faith Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Fletterjohn. Here's a smash by Carson Henschen. And she hits it out of bounds. Down the sideline, but out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell serving here. Faith's serve is good. Dug out by New Knoxville. A block at the net. And they're going to say two hits on Gable of New Knoxville. A double hit there, so Fort Recovery picks up the point. Wendell will serve again. Too long this time. Another service error. It's now 13-7. Or is it 12-7? Let's see here. I guess it's still 12-7. New Knoxville in the lead. Good serve by New Knoxville. Marissa Garkey got the kill. Hit it off of Carson Henschen. Garkey with kill number 7. And Marissa will go back to serve now. She's a senior on this Fort Recovery team. And it's dug out by Carson Henschen. Here's Avery Henschen. And Avery gets the smash. Give Gable the assist. Avery Henschen with the kill. Kill number 9 for her. And it's 13-8 now. New Knoxville leads by 5. And here is Ellie Gable going back to serve. It's a good serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Block at the net. Whitley Rammel tries to save it, but no. Oh, Garkey. Garkey. Oh, can't get it over the net. Marissa Garkey, almost a miraculous save there. Didn't happen. Service point for Gable and the Lady Rangers. 14-8 now. Gable will serve again. Let serve is an ace serve. Ellie Gable on a let serve that made its way across the net and down on the floor. Ace serve for Gable. She serves again. It's 15-8 now. New Knoxville leads by 7. And there's another ace serve. That was off of Whitley Rammel, and Whitley couldn't play it. Gable with 3 ace serves tonight. She has a total of 8 service points altogether. And she is also their leading assist player on this team. Gable serves again. Another good serve, Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Grace Guggenbiller. And there's a battle at the net. And getting the kill there for New Knoxville was Avery Henschen. Kill number 10 for her. Another timeout for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery trails 17-8 here in the third set. They've already lost the first 2 sets. Looks like it's going to be a short night for the Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And New Knoxville's kind of setting themselves up as one of the favorites to win the conference this year. Of course, New Bremen also undefeated in the conference coming into tonight. Here's Gable's serve, dug out by Marissa Garkey. It's another ace serve. Garkey could not get it to where anybody could play it. Another ace serve for Ellie Gable. She will serve again. Good serve. Garkey can't play it again. Another ace serve. Gable has her serve humming. 19-8 now. Ellie Gable continuing to do a great job in serving here. A 5'6 senior for New Knoxville. Here comes the serve. This time dug out by Grace Guggenbiller. Faith Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. Back over to New Knoxville. Here's the smash by Avery Henschen. A block at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. And I think that was Carson Henschen getting the kill. Another point for Ellie Gable. Not an ace this time, but a service point. It's 20-8. She's run off 4 or 5 in a row here. New Knoxville leads by 12 in this third set. Good serve there. Fort Camp to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller, and New Knoxville hits it out of bounds. I think that was Ellie Gable who dug it out and it went out of bounds. So side out Fort Recovery, finally breaking the string there. Fort Recovery trailing 20-9. Grace Guggenbiller's serve is a service error out of bounds. Ouch. 21-9 now. And going back to serve is Erica Weedock for New Knoxville. It is a service error in the net. 21-10. Well, if Fort Recovery wants to have any chance at all in this set, it has to be now. Now or never. Get something going. Get some points strung up in a row here. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. She's one of their better servers. Good serve dug out by Carson Henschen. To Gable, back to Carson Henschen. A smash and a block by Fort Recovery. I believe that was Whitley Rammel on the block. Makes a 21-11. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp a service point. She'll have another one. Another good serve dug out by Carson Henschen off the rafters, played by Avery Henschen. Here's Fletcher John back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Whitley Rammel, and Kennedy Mollenkamp gets the assist, and Whitley Rammel the kill. Kill number 12 on the night for Whitley. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving again. Well, got a couple in a row here. 21-12. That's been kind of a rare thing for Fort Recovery tonight. They just have not been able to string any points together. Good serve there. Here's Gable setting for Avery Henson. A block by Whitley Rammel. Got the point. Actually, there were three Lady Indians there together. Whitley was in the middle, so I'm going to go ahead and give her the block. 21-13. Give another service point to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Lead is down to eight now. Mollenkamp serve. Dug out by Fletter John to Gable. Here's Avery Henson over to Fort Recovery. Kanapke will pass to Fort Recovery's Allison Fullenkamp. A battle at the net. Back to New Knoxville. And there's a hit by Fletter John. And still up in the air. Free balling it over to Fort Recovery is New Knoxville. Nice volley there. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Off the block of Avery Henson. And Rammel gets another kill. And Kennedy Mollenkamp gets another point. This time, St. Henry calling. Let's try that again. This time, New Knoxville calling timeout. New Knoxville calls timeout. They still lead 21-14. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, it never seems to amaze me. No more students, and the new Knoxville has, that they can have the quality of athletic program that they have. They do it almost year in and year out. Here's another serve by Mollenkamp. Smash by New Knoxville. Here's the set. And there's Tegan Fortkamp getting the kill. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp the assist. And she gets another service point. It's down to 21-15. Well, I said a moment ago, it's either now or never. And it looks like Fort Recovery's still making a run here. Down to a six-point lead. Here's another serve, passing to Gable, who will set for Fletter John. Fletter John on a smash. Whitley Rammel free balls it back to New Knoxville. Gable will set for Avery Henson. A block back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke. Here's the set by Mollenkamp. And there's a hit out of bounds by Allison Fullenkamp. And there's side out New Knoxville. That ends the string for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Very nice string that was. Now here's Avery Henson going back to serve for New Knoxville. Let's serve, but played by Whitley Rammel back to New Knoxville. Here's the set. Outside hitter Carson. Carson Henson gets the kill. That's her 10th kill of the evening for Carson Henson. Service point there for Avery Henson. Avery serves again. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. To Kennedy Mollenkamp. Tegan Fortkamp on a hit, and Fort Recovery can't make the return. It was blocked there on Tegan Fortkamp's hit, and then Fort Recovery could not get it, keep it in play. Out of bounds it went. Another service point for Avery Henson. Another good serve for Avery. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel and gets a kill. Hit that off of Avery Henson. Kill number 14 for Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel on the kill there. Tegan Fortkamp will serve. Tegan's serve is good. Dug out by New Knoxville's Erica Weedock. Here's Fletter John hitting it back over to Fort Recovery, but hits it out of bounds on the cross-court hits. So give a service point there to Tegan Fortkamp. It's now 24-17. And is that in? Yes, they said it was an ace. Ace serve for Tegan Fortkamp. 24-18. Of course, Fort Recovery has to do something they haven't done all night long, and that's run off eight in a row here. Tegan Fortkamp will serve again. Service there, and that's it. 25-18, New Knoxville wins the third set, and they win the match tonight, 3-0 in dominating fashion. 25-13, 25-15, 25-18. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Fort Recovery, Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery has lost tonight to New Knoxville, so the undefeated record for Fort Recovery is now over, as Fort Recovery 2-1 in the conference. New Knoxville goes to 3-0 in the conference. The other undefeated team in the conference, New Bremen. So we'll see if they win tonight or not. Fort Recovery did win the JV match tonight, 25-17, 32-30 in a marathon second set. So I believe the JV for Fort Recovery still undefeated on the year. Again, in the varsity action, it was pretty much all New Knoxville, 25-13, 25-15, and 25-18. Giving you some of the stats I have tonight. Marissa Garkey had 7 kills for the Lady Indians. Mara Pearson had 1 block. Tegan Fortkamp with 3 kills and 2 service points, including an ace. Kennedy Mollenkamp had 9 service points. Grace Guggenbiller with 2 kills and a block. Faith Wendell with 2 service points. Whitley Rammel led the team in kills with 14 kills and 4 blocks tonight. No service points for Whitley this evening. For New Knoxville, Carson Hinchin had 10 kills, 2 blocks, and 3 service points for the Lady Rangers. Avery Hinchin had 10 kills and picked up a total of, 6 service points for Avery Hinchin on the night. Melissa Waterman ended up with 2 kills on the evening. She also had 9 service points on the night. Let me correct myself. 3 kills on the night for Melissa Waterman. Haley Fletterjohn had 4 kills and a service ace. Erica Weedock had 6 service points. Ellie Gable ended up with a whole bunch of assists. She also had 1 kill on the night and 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 service points, including 4 aces there in the third set and 5 aces on the match for Ellie Gable. Again, New Knoxville goes to 3-0 in the MAC and 9-1 overall. Fort Recovery drops to 5-5 overall and 2-1 in the MAC conference. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our studio producers, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Also, Eric Catterly for the radio station, WPGW AM and FM, and also 105.3 FM in Portland, Indiana. And again, thanks to our fine sponsors who you folks heard in the broadcast tonight that made it possible for us to be here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Congratulations to the New Knoxville Lady Rangers, a really nice team. They move on with an undefeated record in the MAC Conference.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the Sports Minded Sponsors.
Sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.